Chad is like a TV star now because I'm flipping the news stations yesterday. Chad, I saw you everywhere.
Well, it is the season, Tony, and, you know, we're just preparing for the worst and hoping for the least, as it were.
Tell our listeners what the public service director for the city of Lansing does.
Well, what the public service director does is generally oversee all of the infrastructure that makes the city run, which is real broadly speaking, the roads, the sidewalks, the wastewater treatment plant, the operations and maintenance division, which, you know, fills the potholes, plows the streets, plows the sidewalks, cleans the ditches, and then also the engineering division, which designs all the plans and oversees all permitting and construction activity in the city. So we're kind of the keepers of the rights of way, if you will.
All right, tell us about the planning. I know you were in meetings all yesterday beyond doing all the other media stuff that you had to do. Talk about the preparation for this storm, which is supposed to hit tonight and go throughout the early morning hours.
Well, it's no different than maybe you know, packing for a long trip. You get your laundry list of things to do, which for us is making sure all of our rolling stock or plows, blades, underbodies are ready to go, all fueled up, making sure that we have all, you know, 1,600 tons of salt in our salt shed there, ready to be deployed. We're looking at how this storm is tracking, looking at the team members of the Public Service Department that are able to be utilized in this type of event, talking with the Human Relations Department, interfacing with the police and fire, because after, you know, 6 inches or so, then their travel around the city is going to be hampered. So there's just a lot of moving pieces, and it'll be interesting as this front approaches the big lake, what that does and what this low pressure system does. So we're staring at computer terminals and listening to meteorologists a lot right now.
I would imagine if city government, state government, and the schools are shut down, that makes it a little easier for you.
It does make it a little easier for us, absolutely. And you know, that's one of the challenges about this event is which is a big if, although you know, it looks like we are going to get a large event, that you know, we would encourage people to stay in and avoid unnecessary travel until we are able to get around the entire city. One of the things that's going to really hamper us is the projected blizzard-like conditions. It's projected that 40-mile-an-hour gusts are going to be coming into the area in midday Wednesday. So right after we, you know, after we're clearing the streets, we're going to get blowing and drifting, which will just put snow back on the street. So it'll really extend our ability to go throughout the entire city and clear it. So this is going to be a very interesting event, and we're going to be talking about it all day today, and I'm sure over the next couple of days.
We're talking with Chad Gamble, who is the public service director for the city of Lansing. All right, Chad, the snow hits us 5 o'clock and is just piling on. What will be the somewhat schedule for your snowplow drivers?
Well, we approach every event the same way because we never really know how much is going to fall on the ground. So our typical protocol that we do is we start off in quadrants. You know, proactively we go out and we'll place salt on all the hills and stops and bridges in around the city to make sure that they are not in an unsafe condition. And then once there is roughly a decent amount of accumulation, so about an inch or so of accumulation, or gearing down from there, roughly a half inch, on the major streets, we will go out and place salt around all of the major streets in the city with 9 salt trucks that are deployed from our operations and maintenance division. Then after 2 inches, salt won't melt more than roughly 2 inches of snow. So then we'll start dropping blades and we'll have to deploy up to 40 vehicles on 20 different routes, two vehicles per route. And then that's when we have to go throughout the entire city. But one of the things that's going to challenge us is if this wind comes up, we'll be constantly going back to these major streets and trying to clean them up, so it will hamper our ability to get into the neighborhoods and clean them up. So this will be a multi-day event to be able to get into those streets and to remove what's looking like the better part of a foot of snow from the city.
Chad, how does a shift work for these snowplow drivers?
Once we get into an emergency type of event, and if there is a foot of snow, that would be kind of a snow emergency, we would be operating on 16-hour shifts, and then with a mandatory 7-hour rest time for our staff team members that are basically in charge of keeping this city safe while snow is falling. So that's part of the challenge of trying to logistically look at that and maintain a core number of people 24 hours all the time during this snowfall is falling, as well as, you know, in the next several days, so we can optimize our ability to clear the streets effectively.
Do those drivers get breaks?
Yes, they do.
How long are those?
I believe they are 15-minute breaks, interdispersed in and around there, and they do get a lunch break, which is at least a half an hour.
Chad, I don't know if you know the answer to this, but I've always wanted to drive one of those. What's the training like for to drive a plow?
Well, there is quite a bit of training to drive a plow, because you need to have good visual acuity with the blades that extend a foot or two beyond the actual body of a truck. We've had the unfortunate experience of, for example, on a couple of streets, the drivers really wanting to clear the snow from the road, but unfortunately they also have clipped a succession of 10 or 15 mailboxes along the way. So that's all part of making sure they understand how the snow comes off the truck, how fast to go down these streets, because the faster you go, the longer the throw of the snow is, perhaps on sidewalks. So you have to really be careful of speed. You have to be careful of other vehicles along the street. And in these whiteout conditions, that is going to be more of a concern. So we're really going to want people to keep their vehicles on their driveway or off the street until we're able to get down those streets. And that all plays in our ability to clear the snow as quickly as we can. If we're going around cars every time we turn around, it's certainly going to hamper our ability and cause trucks to slow down
a little
bit.
Chad, I got about 30 seconds. Folks should not pass snowplows, should they?
No, they should not. They should maintain a safe distance away from the vehicle, four or five car lengths away, because they may be throwing salt. And you do want to give them room to clear the way for you, so you can follow them on a safe, clear roadway.
Chad, thanks so much for your time.
You bet, Tony.